It is Monday morning, and Monday morning is when we like to check in, have a bit of a listen to some of the new music you're going to hear on 2SER, not only on Brekkie, but actually on every part of 2SER. Steph Leong is filling in still for Andrew Kadoury. In fact, we've got you for quite a while, I hope. This has been amazing. How are you?
I'm doing really well. And you know what? Mondays can be a little tough after the weekend.
Damn tough after a weekend.
Yeah, but I love this because we can explore some new music and hopefully bring some colour in your Monday morning. And that's what I've come in with an intention to do today.
All right, colour me up.
Yeah, so we've got Daptone Records. These guys, you know them, famous label home to soul legends like the late great Sharon Jones and Charles Bradley, rest in peace guys. The James Hunter 6, which was feature album here about a month ago.
And was great.
Yes. But anyway, the Daptone team have actually put together a new 16-piece band.
What? Yes. A brand new 16-piece band?
Yes. They're called Orquesta Akokan. Akokan is a Yoruba word used in Cuba, meaning from the heart. Mm. And you know what? These musicians that they brought together are really playing from the heart. They're the most ferocious musicians from Cuba and New York, and they've created a record. It's self-titled, and there's a distinct throwback to the sounds of 1950s Cuba, but, you know, being Daptone Records, there's a distinct soul touch point here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's seductive rhythms, explosive brass and saxophones, tightly blended vocal harmonies, and, you know, these beautiful cascading melodies to sway to. And, you know, where else but to record it, but in the legendary Arieto Studios in Havana.
Very, very cool.
Yes, which is not only Cuba's oldest and largest recording studio, but one of the world's oldest surviving, apparently.
Yeah, no, I'd heard that.
But yeah, let's take a listen to one of the tracks now. This one's called A Goza La Vida.
Oh man, that sound takes me back. That reminds me so much of Prez Perez Prado and his orchestra, which I listen to a lot. Even maybe a tinge of Escaval in there.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's so much fun and just perfect for your Monday morning.
Aww.
And moving on from that, we're going to take a listen next to George Elbrecht. Now, he's a producer and visual artist based in New York. You might not know his name, but he's worked a lot with Ariel Pink.
Ah.
Yeah, he was for a time in the Haunted Graffiti, the band that supported Ariel Pink. He's done work with Japanese Breakfast, Frankie Rose, No Joy. So a lot of those kind of like
people
East
we
Coast.
Love here
yeah,
as
all
well.
People that we love. Yeah. A lot of those East Coast US bands. But he's taken center stage on his new solo album, Here Lies. Now, apparently, some of these songs he's been working on for a really long time, like 15 years. Some of these songs he first recorded 15 years ago.
It's a long time to be putting a track
down. Yeah, yeah. So he's finally released it in a collection called Here Lies. And what you get on this record are dreamy synth sounds, upbeat guitar, like beautiful melodies. And yeah, so this one we're going to take a listen now, a song off it called Wash Away With The Rain.
It's a lovely throwback sound as well in its own way, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? It still sounds through all that time.
It does. It's really good.
And we're going to finish off with Caroline Says. Now, this is the Austin-based project of Caroline Sally. She's just released a second album. It's called No Fool Like an Old Fool.
Perfect.
Yeah. So she's written and recorded this whole record in her basement apartment. And while she was doing that, she had to navigate around the noise of her really loud upstairs landlords and their dog.
Really?
Yeah, so she...
I can't imagine this happens to successful musicians.
Yeah,
so good.
So she kind of laid down the vocals, you know, during the night when it was a little quieter. And during the day, she, you know, recorded the guitar amps and more of the louder instruments on the record. But, you know, it's really funny because amongst all of those obstacles that she had to navigate through, you've got this like folk-tinged bedroom pop with atmospheric guitars, pastoral harmonies, swooning rhythms. And, you know, her inspiration is really a mixed bag. She draws from her experience relocating from Alabama to Austin, films like Panic in Needle Park and Badlands, and Charles Starkweather, who was a 1950s spree killer.
Yes.
So those are some of the inspirations on this record. It's called No Fool Like an Old Fool, and I'm going to leave you with a track off it, Mea Culpa by Caroline Says.
Let's have a listen to it. Steph, we're not doing this next week because of Easter. Let's do it a week after. Thank you very much.
Catch you then.
Just a matter.